Can you give us an update on where you stand right now, as far as physically, as far as how close you are to getting back into training?
With my injury, I'm about 90% now. I'm able to, you know, do sprinting and cutting and do. I've been doing bag drills and just pretty much everything, position drills. So it's coming. It's all coming back into line. You know, the main thing for me now is getting my power and explosion back. And you know, I've been doing that by doing some single leg weights and workouts and those type of things. So it's coming along pretty well, and I think I should be ready 100% by training camp.
Were you surprised at all that you were selected in the draft? Were you expecting to go undrafted?
I was expecting to go undrafted, and, you know, just due to my injury and, you know, getting hurt the third game of the season, I knew I did well in my senior year, but my fifth year, you know, sitting out that entire time, I knew that it would affect me. But, you know, it was a surprise to me that I did get drafted, and, you know, I'm excited to be a Cleveland Brown, and I'm just ready to get out there and get to work.
What contact did you have, if any, with the Browns, and did you have a pretty good idea that they would be interested in you?
I spoke with my agent, you know, throughout this whole process, and he let me know that the Browns were interested in me, and, you know, they had been calling them, you know, a couple of days before the draft and saying that they really liked my tape and they really thought that I was an exceptional player, and they was, you know, thinking about picking me up. And, you know, I just, you know, they naive and just, you know, kept my mind, you know, in the moment, not knowing if I would get drafted or not. But, you know, my agent gave me a good idea that they were very interested in me. So them drafting me, you know, was, to me, is a big deal.
Hey, Jamorce. First of all, how did the Achilles injury happen?
It happened third game of the season. We're playing Michigan State. First play of the second half, I was literally just backpedaling, and I planted on my left leg to break forward, and I just felt my Achilles. I just felt something that felt like a pop, and it didn't hurt, but I went straight to the ground. I didn't know exactly what it was. I thought like I twisted my ankle, and when the trainers came over to look at it, they told me that I tore my Achilles, and I was just heartbroken because I knew I was going to be out for the rest of the season. But, you know, it's just something that comes along with the game, and you just got to, you know, pick up from where you left off and just rehab and just keep working until you get back.
And then where do you see yourself fitting? Would you think you're a free safety?
Yeah, I think I fit as a free safety. I play, you know, various positions in college. I play strong safety, free safety. I came in as a corner. I play nickel and dime in our sub packages. So, you know, wherever I fit for the Cleveland Browns, I'm excited to be a part of the team. And wherever they feel I can help the team, I'm glad to be wherever they put me.
Yeah, with the Notre Dame's return to glory of sorts last year, how was that whole atmosphere? And then how did you feel when you missed, you know, the remainder of the schedule?
It was tough to deal with, just for the simple fact that, you know, we were, you know, coming back to glory, and I kind of felt like I wasn't a part of it, even though I was. But, you know, deep down, I want to be out on the field every play with my teammates. But, you know, it was a humbling process. It taught me a lot about myself. And then I was able to help, you know, my teammates and players mentally through this whole process. So, you know, I feel like, you know, things are going to be okay. You know, NFL, I got drafted, and, you know, people saw what I did in college. So it's really, you know, a blessing.
Did you talk to the Browns at any point in this scouting process? And where are you right now?
I did talk to the Browns in the scouting process maybe a week or two ago. You know, they just called me and asked how I was doing health-wise, and you know, just trying to get a little bit of information about me. They did let me know that they were interested. And right now I am back home in Atlanta at my mother and father's house with my girlfriend and son.
If you are able to get back for training camp, do you anticipate being able to compete for the starting free safety job?
Yeah, I definitely do. I've been working hard this whole time to get back into, you know, playing shape. And I think by the time training camp starts, I think I will be in the competition. I just got a competitor's mind, and, you know, I always want to be first, so.
Can you give us an update on your you've obviously had a little bit of time to focus on your studies. It says here you're enrolled in the graduate studies program. What are you pursuing there?
I started to take more business classes. I was an industrial design major, and I didn't get a chance to take as many business classes as I wanted to in college. So my graduate studies year was mainly focused on business.
Part of you, obviously, you just said you're a competitor, but as you're working toward completing these studies, thinking that this injury maybe you've hurt your chances to play football, and was there any thought of that?
There was a thought of that. Just, you know, never really, you know, hearing about an Achilles injury before it happened, and never really like seeing anybody go through it that was close to me or on my team. Until like a month before, a player, Low Wood, he tore his. But I just didn't realize, you know, how long that injury took. And at first I felt like, man, I don't know if I'm going to be able to play. It just feels like this injury is just like one of those ones. But after talking with a lot of guys and some of my friends that play and been with guys that have had the same injury and come back strong, it kind of gave me a little bit more confidence, and I kind of just took it on head on and just, you know, focused on my rehab, and it's really worked out for me.
It sounds like you, you're a big hitter. Would you agree with that, and can you kind of, like, what do you enjoy about all that about that?
Yeah, I guess you could call me a big hitter. I think it started when I started playing in park ball, when I was in a little league. You know, I was always a skinny kid, and I was just known for being a skinny kid that could hit, and I was like the first person to knock a quarterback's helmet off in like the 90-pound league, and I kind of got that reputation when I was young. And I think I have a laid-back, cool, collective side to me, but on the field, it's kind of like I can be my own, like my alter ego and be another person. And I just kind of feel like I'm a warrior out on the field, so I kind of play like that.
Before the injury, what do you think your NFL profile was? Did you go into this year figuring that you're going to play your way into a potential high-round pick?
You know, I really don't get into all that stuff. I really try to keep my nose out the media, but just based on what was out there, you know, people were telling me that, you know, if I would have came strong on this past year, this 2012 year, that, you know, I could have been, you know, in the top, you know, 5 or 10 safeties, and, you know, been picked in those higher rounds, first, second, or third. So, you know, that was the talk, but, you know, when it all comes down to it, you just got to stay focused and let all those things handle themselves.
Yeah, industrial design is not an easy major.
No.
What made you go into that, and does Victor Schreckenghost mean anything to you?
What made me go into it is we had a guy on our team my freshman year. His name was Rayshon McNeil. He was a corner, and he was just showing me a lot of his schoolwork, I guess, and his projects that he had been doing in industrial design. It wasn't really something that I knew I was going to go into before I got to college. It was kind of like something I picked up while I was there, and I kind of just went for it. You know, it was something different than what everyone else was doing, and I'm kind of I guess you could say I'm kind of like a daredevil when it comes to stuff like that. Like, you know, I kind of like to be a little different from the group, and I'll try new things. So I kind of just went for it, and I liked it a lot once I got into it. And I don't know what that name means.
Okay, two things. Could you give us a breakdown of, you know, what you think your strengths are and what you need to work on at the next level? And also, what do you know about T.J. Ward and what kind of player he is?
My strengths, I think I'm an aggressive player. I think I play with passion. I think I'm a really good communicator on the field, and, you know, I'm big into watching film and making sure, you know, everybody else is doing what they need to do after I figure out what I need to do. And I think some of my weaknesses are I think I could get better hip mobility, flexibility than I had in college. I think that injuries have in the past have been something that I could have prevented by doing like prehab workouts, kind of like, you know, a couple times during the year or during the week, doing things that would prevent injuries. That's something I could work on a lot. And I don't know much about T.J. Ward. I mean, I know he's a good player, but I don't really keep up with, you know, certain people, I guess.